It's a windy but warm winter day. Fred Wilkinson hopes the thaw will make for what he calls sticky ice over at Cathedral Ledge, meaning easily pierced by the pointy end of an ice axe.
Cool. We'll just stop here and put on crampons and helmet. And this is kind of like the Bunny Hill. On a 10-degree day, the ice is much more brittle, and you have to work a lot harder.
Wilkinson is a lot of things. A wiry, good-natured ice and rock climbing guide based in North Conway who fills out the off-seasons with writing for climbing magazines and has written a book about an alpine expedition gone wrong. And increasingly, at age 33, he's a little bit of a legend. We bump into another group of crampon-clad, pick-wielding outdoors folk.
You know any of these cats?
Yeah, this is Joan. Hey, Joan! How are you?
Guys, what's happening? This is Freddie Wilkinson. Have you guys heard about him? He's just a local guy. Lives in a cabin. Yeah.
Joan Veilleur is another local guide, taking a group of young, fresh-faced mountain shop employees out for an introduction to ice climbing clinic. If you hang out with Wilkinson at Cathedral Ledge long enough, you start to feel a little starstruck. We meet another local ice climber along the way, Dave Gianpietro. It's the first time he's met Wilkinson, but it's not the first time he's heard of him.
Everyone knows who Freddie is, sure.
He will do climbs. He is such a good climber. He will do climbs, lead them where people won't even follow him up.
He's the Tom Brady of ice?
That's a gross exaggeration, because I'm a Pats fan.
So he says, but his laurels say otherwise. Last year, Wilkinson and two expedition mates climbed the second tallest previously unscaled peak in the world, a 24,000-foot peak in a recently demilitarized border zone between China, India, and Pakistan called Sasser Kongri 2. They did it without supplemental oxygen, in a super light and fast style that appeals to the traditional French alpinists who dictate the canon of the sport.
Alpine climbers will go to extraordinary lengths to shave gear. And so to save an extra 2 pounds and also conserve body heat, it's cheaper for us just to snuggle up with your partner at night than it is to carry separate bags.
The climb won them a prestigious award from two French mountain magazines, the Piolet d'Or. That means golden ice axe for the aspiring Francophile mountaineers out there. Mounting and taking part in wild expeditions to the most remote and rugged corners of the world is Wilkinson's other job. A sponsor pays him a stipend for being an ambassador for the sport and supports those trips, having him take photos and do slideshows around the country.
My life is crazy. I go on a couple big expeditions every year, and I just came back from Antarctica on an expedition that was supported by National Geographic.
Wilkinson says there's plenty of good ice climbers and mountaineers in New Hampshire, but what sets him apart is his drive to get out to the greater ranges, the Himalayas, the Andes, and some of the Alaskan ranges. His resume is dotted with first ascents of routes all over the world. Wilkinson says a lot of his training happens right here in New Hampshire, where the irregular ice flowing over granite crags forces mountaineers to learn stuff they'll need to get up something 20,000 feet tall. It's meant a whole slew of world-class climbers have cut their teeth in the whites. Mark Sinnott, Brad Washburn, Kevin Mahoney, these are big names in the climbing world. For Wilkinson, who's at the top of that world right now, there are dozens of expeditions left. But when he's all done, he says New Hampshire's where he'll wind up.
There are so many talented climbers, and my friends here aren't that impressed by anything I do on expeditions. I come home and they say, great, that sounds like a cool trip. We're going out to Evans Notch tomorrow. You want to come?
And when he does, after months of sitting on planes and eating the wrong foods, Wilkinson says those buddies, quietly living in the shadow of Mount Washington, put him to shame. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.